Hello, my name is Chris Enns. I run Lemon Productions, a podcast editing and production business, and this is my story. On this episode, I want to talk to you about ways a business could be involved in podcasting, even if it might not be obvious how or why you should be involved with podcasting. Lately, I've been having conversations with folks who feel like they should be doing some sort of podcasting thing, but whose jobs or businesses don't immediately lend themselves to an obvious podcast format or style. So I thought I'd talk about four ways that a business might get involved in podcasting. If you listen to any podcast in your life, there's a good chance you've heard a sponsor message. Something like this, maybe. This episode is brought to you by CloudBees Rollout. CloudBees Rollout is where developers come to ship changes at will. When you have a solution to manage feature flags at scale, you're empowered to continuously and intelligently roll out changes as soon as they are code complete on any platform, even mobile. Decouple development from code releases for real-time change control. Whether it's for a developer-focused service like CloudBees Rollout, building your website with Squarespace, buying a new mattress from Casper, or getting some new underwear from MeUndies, sponsors are a big part of what's made podcasting as successful as it is. While many podcasters work on their podcasts, regardless of if it brings money or business, without sponsors, many podcasters wouldn't be able to work on the shows they want to create or put as much time into them as they do. To figure out how to sponsor a podcast you think your business should advertise with, generally you can contact the host or visit their website for the podcast. If they've had sponsors before, they'll definitely be looking for new ones. How much you'll pay for a sponsored spot on a podcast will, of course, vary depending on how many listeners or subscribers the podcast has, as well as how focused into a niche the podcast is. If, for example, you sell vintage Star Wars toys collected on the internet or whatever, a podcast all about Star Wars is going to be worth a whole lot more to you than a podcast that talks about how to grow lemons in Saskatchewan. And that's one of the huge perks of advertising on podcasts. If you pair with the right podcast, you can speak directly to your target market, even more directly than radio, for example, which kind of hits a whole bunch of people, but you never know who might be listening. If your business is a national or international operation, or maybe you just sell your products or services on the web to the world, then it can be pretty easy to find bigger podcasts that have global reach and try to sponsor them. Where it can get more difficult is at the local level. There might be a lot of podcasts around you being created by people in your city or your region, but it can be very hard to find them. They might not have your city and their name. They could be speaking to your perfect niche of listeners, but you don't know they exist. A podcast with financial advice for rich folks with too much money might be a great one for an upscale clothing store, home builder, or realtor to sponsor, but they might not realize they're right next door to them. P.S. If anyone wants to start a podcast targeted at super rich folks and needs an editor, give me a call. If you have any followers on social media, local followers, start by asking for suggestions of local podcasts, not necessarily podcasts that are made locally, but podcasts that have a local focus. And when you find some, try out a sponsorship of an episode or two. You likely won't see an immediate return on that. Podcasting sponsorship is a long game play. It's why you hear about Squarespace for 200 episodes straight on some shows. But you'll get the experience of working with the podcaster and see how professional they are, how well they handle your requests for what the sponsor read should say and sound like, and just their general attitude towards dealing with sponsors. Now, if you can't find any local podcasts serving your area and your niche, and you're too busy to start your own podcast, you could send an email out to your best customers and ask if any of them currently do a podcast talking about your industry. You never know. There might be somebody out there already that's been too shy to talk about it. But assuming nobody has, ask your best customers if any of them are interested in starting a podcast and offer to help fund the development and recording of the first season, say 10 episodes of their podcast. You might spend $500 on gear and another $5,000 to $10,000 on production and editing time. But if it's done well and with the right people who are already passionate about your industry or market, you could help jumpstart a successful podcast with your branding and name attached to it. It doesn't even have to be a podcast about your industry specifically. Maybe you're a local beer brewery and you pay for the development of a podcast telling local ghost stories and lore, just for an example. If you really want to open the floodgates, create a podcast startup fund with $10,000 pot of cash going to the best podcast pitch that aligns with your market. And of course, you could start your own podcast in-house, but be sure to hire me to edit and help you produce it, obviously. It can be as simple as an audio version of your blog posts or newsletters you already send out, just in audio form. It won't necessarily garner you the widest array of listeners, but it will help those who enjoy what you're trying to do or enjoy reading about what you do to listen along while they're doing other things besides sitting and focusing on your blog or social media efforts. One level up from that is talking with your employees or people in your industry about the work you do. If you repair shoes, talking about all the intricacies of shoe repair. I might not subscribe, but an episode you create about how to get gum off your shoes might get shared into my social feed, and I listen to that episode, and then I remember your shoe repair shop when it comes time to get my boots fixed. If you're a home builder, you could document the process of building a home with you in audio form. It's definitely more work than just taking pictures of the process, but done well, it creates an instant audio story that you can share on your podcast as well as reuse on other social media. Or if you're a coffee shop, you can interview some regulars. Do the small town coffee row political conversations in front of a microphone. See what kinds of conversation that might spark. In the previous episode of this podcast, I talked about some of the podcast ideas that people wish they could find. You can go back and listen to episode 11 and see if there's an idea that you'd like to start. If you're really curious about making a podcast and the costs associated with and process, be sure to sign up for my email newsletter at lemonproductions.ca/newsletter. I'm planning to have some intro to podcasting training sessions in the new year at my office, the co-working space here. Now, even easier and cheaper than putting any money into podcasting is just to talk about the podcasts you or your team enjoy listening to. You could write a blog post once a month with the 5 podcast episodes you and your employees enjoyed or found inspiring. It's guaranteed to generate some conversation, especially as you share that out to social media and in your company email newsletter. Someone who already listens to podcasts is generally very interested in finding out more podcasts to listen to. You can invite people to respond with their favorite shows or episodes. Just like talking about bands and songs, people who are into podcasts love sharing and talking about their favorites. All right, that's it for this episode of The Story Behind the Lemon. As always, if you've got questions about podcasts and you'd like me to cover in a future episode, here's your chance to get them on my to-do list. You can find all the details for the show on the web at podcast.lemonproductions.ca, including the various ways to subscribe. You can reach me on Twitter at lemonproduction or on Instagram where I'm lemonproductionsca. Please feel free to share this podcast with anyone who's interested in podcasting, either personally or for their business. And if you'd like to hear more from me, feel free to sign up for my email newsletter at lemonproductions.ca/newsletter. This episode was written, edited, produced, and mixed by me, Chris Enns. And my theme song is from Sounds Like an Earful Music Supply in Eastern Canada. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Bye.